The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.
We have two gentlemen here from Dana Jamin, Gerald Goh, the Director of Client Coverage, and Wee Yi Tat, the Director of Client Solutions. Let's start us off, Yi Tat, with the general perception on bonds.
In the early days, the perception is that bonds are only used to finance large infrastructure projects like the toll roads, power plants, telecommunication, public transportation. And because these projects are typically multi-billion ringgit investments, so they hit the headlines, the perception is that bonds are only used for billion-dollar transactions. But in reality, that is not case.
Gerald, what is it like today?
Well, today, Keith, we have actually guaranteed transactions across diverse industries, from manufacturing, hypermarkets, palm oil, to even the large projects like power plants and toll roads. We've even guaranteed transactions all the way up to half a B.
So when you're talking about borrowing money, though, what is different about bond issuance?
I mean, the traditional way of borrowing has always been through the banks. The main benefits of bonds is they give you a long term at a fixed interest rate. So it provides certainty to the issuers and on your borrowing costs and repayment amount throughout the tenure of the bond.
What about chances of bonds going into default?
Similar to any other bank borrowings, I mean, obviously bonds can default, but the reasons why they default are normally to do with it being poorly structured from the day one and effectively change in economic and environments.
Well, Keith, I think it comes back to our resilient track record founded on a very robust credit management and a very high level of governance. It is a testament of three key points here, which is the people, the culture, and the governance that we've put in place in the last 10 years. People are actually our key assets. And we have diverse people working for us, but more importantly, this group of people in Dana Jamin believe in the mandate that's been given by our shareholders to assist viable companies in tapping the bonds market.
At what point should a company reach out to Dana Jamin?
We've come to realise that companies looking at bonds may be doing this for the first time. Our advice to first-time issuers: if you're looking for long-term financing facility but you lack knowledge and know-how, please come and see us as soon as you can, as soon as you know there's a funding requirement.
Why Dana Jamin?
We've organised ourselves very similar to the investment bank, where you have the solutions team who would come up with the optimal financing structure that meets the client's requirements and takes into consideration the long-term business plan and strategy.
I've been speaking with Gerald Goh, the Director of Client Coverage, and Wee Yi Tat, Director of Client Solutions, both from Dana Jamin. I'm Keith Kam for BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
The Marketplace on BFM 89.9.